Unit 4, page 76. It's a dog's life?
Hello, everyone. This is Joan Jacobs in our Daily Corner, Strange But True. Today, I'd like to welcome Dana Smith from the Woof R Us Animal Shelter, who is here to tell us some interesting facts about animals. Tell us, Dana. So are you here to tell us about strange animals you have come across?
I'm sorry, but no. What I'd like to talk about is discrimination.
Discrimination? We have all heard about discrimination against minority groups. Just how is discrimination connected to animals?
I know it's hard to believe, but did you know that big black dogs are discriminated against? Hardly anyone wants to take a big black dog home. People who come to the animal shelter are automatically drawn to either cute puppies or older dogs, just as long as they are not big and black. It really breaks my heart to see so many wonderful dogs not even looked at just because of their size and fur color.
This is sad. What is the reason for this?
Well, actually, it's a combination of two things. First, what we refer to as big dogs, dogs that weigh 23 kilos and above, require a lot of exercise, and not many people want to have to take the long walks these dogs need. Many say that in the morning they are in a rush to get to work and do not have the time for more than a 10-minute walk, and when they return home after a day of hard work, they do not have the energy to go out and take their pet for a long walk. As one potential dog owner said, "I love dogs, and I don't want the dog I adopt to suffer. If I can find a smaller dog that is more suitable for the life I lead, then I'd rather adopt it."
Well, at least he is honest. I understand why some people don't want big dogs, but how is the fact that they are black relevant?
This is what makes this so strange. Many people claim that black dogs look more frightening than light-colored dogs. They say it's very hard to read the facial expressions of black dogs, and so they can never be sure what these dogs really feel. They are afraid that if they make one wrong move, there is a higher chance that a black dog will attack them. Although I tell them that there is no scientific proof that black dogs are more dangerous, most people are not ready to take the chance.
To be honest, isn't it better for these dogs to be adopted by someone who really wants them? I still don't understand why you insist on calling this discrimination. Aren't you exaggerating a bit?
No, I'm not. Of course, it's better when people choose the dog that suits them best. What bothers me is the fact that many people don't give big black dogs a chance. Even people who don't mind having a big dog often don't want a black one. There is something about the combination of size and blackness that frightens people. As a result, dogs that could make great pets are left at the shelter without even getting a chance to show how loving and loyal they could be. If being judged just on the basis of color and size is not discrimination, I don't know what discrimination is. It doesn't matter that we are talking about animals. Being treated unfairly is what discrimination is all about.
Oh, now I see your point. Tell me, is there anything we can do to give these dogs a fair chance?
Yes. I want to ask all our listeners who have big black dogs to visit our site at www.bigblackdogsaregreat.com. Upload their pictures and share stories proving once and for all just how wonderful big black dogs really are.
Well, I'm sorry to say our time is up. Thank you for coming, Dana. And to all you listeners out there, don't forget, there are lots of big black dogs waiting for you to look into their eyes and see what wonderful companions they can be.